Hello, amazing people. We are so excited for you today. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God. I want to just encourage you with the scripture today. We're talking about our church values, and honor is the value that's on our hearts today for you. Look at 1 John 3 verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. And this scripture so clearly talks about the fact that God sees us and he places on us this name, the sons of God. You know, Jesus in his divinity is called the Son of God, but in his natural human form, he called himself the Son of Man many times. And so this scripture says that God doesn't call us the sons of man, he calls us the sons of God. God honors us. And the culture of honor runs throughout the Bible, you know, where David honored Saul and wasn't going to kill him even if he had the option and the chance. And like Elisha, where he honored Elijah and at the end it received a double portion of Elijah's anointing. And so honor is a culture that we need to start understanding in our hearts. But again, the scripture talks about the fact that God calls us in a divine form. He calls us the sons of God. And only when we understand that we are sons and daughters of the Most High, we'll be able to walk in honor towards other people. And I want to encourage you today that God is right there with you and he knows what's coming your way today. There might be chances that you will be seeing people different and they'll be doing different things to you, and they'll be saying different things to you. But you know what? God calls forth those things that are not as if they were. And so the fact that God calls you a son and a daughter of himself means that sometimes you don't do the right thing, but he still calls you that. So he calls forth those things that are not as if they were. So even those people that you see around you today, honor them, because you can see them in the spiritual realm. You can see them the way God sees them. And you don't have to live from your own perspective. You can honor people as God honors you, as God calls you a son and a daughter. In the same way, honor those around you because you have a spiritual perspective. And you call forth in those people those things that maybe are not right now, as if they are. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.